Excuse me.
Cookies. Cookies.
Scott looking a gift horse in the mouth.
I was looking at the bottom, like the shelves, they looked kind of empty.
Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for our admin portion of our regularly scheduled meeting. I will call the admin meeting to order. We do not have any discussion matters with the commission, although I do see two people sitting here look ready to discuss something. Is this just for scheduling?
We're like Boy Scouts. We're always ready.
All right, then we'll just move straight down into scheduling matters. And
Jerry couldn't be here, so he sent an email. I told him I'd help my Pat probably too.
Okay, very good.
And the if I could,
I had two more things to add to, but none of them need to be first. So let's go ahead with
the first one was the Ottertail briefing to the commissioners about the pending SPP / versus Ottertail case. There's a hearing coming up, settlement conference September 23rd, and they really. It's one of those things we're in the middle of litigation, so they asked that let's just either do it after the week of September 23rd or individually, and I said I'd just bring it up to you guys. So however we want to do that, because the last meeting we had a motion that I put on there and we talked about we'd like an update on it. And so
it doesn't seem like we should have it before that.
No, that's why we want to reschedule it, because we already have it on the calendar, so we needed to move that.
What's the calendar date on it?
I believe it's September 21st. Yes, September 21st, we scheduled it at 1:30. And so the next hearing is the 23rd. So Jerry thought and I agreed that we should either push it out a little bit, and that's where his comments are. He's got
updates.
He's got only conflicts he has are the 12th to the 14th. That's the MISO update, and the 8th to the 10th. That's another one. Other than that, Tuesdays and Thursdays are
September, October.
October.
Okay.
So
October 12th through the 14th, he's
out, and so we could do. We could do the informal on October 19th if we have nothing scheduled.
Sure. Sounds good to me. I always like doing that. Okay.
That was
October
easy.
19th.
So reschedule from the 21st, okay.
And then the RTO discussions.
You know, that's the same kind of thing that I recommend that we just let that slide a little bit, because we have the Ottertail discussion, which is really or think relevant, but the other ones, I just want to keep them on the calendar to keep talking RTO issues that are going on with the two of you, but we don't have anything particularly we want to cover. So I would just say maybe just remove that one for now.
All right, and that would be where we'd have SPP and MISO in.
No, more of Ottertail, MDU, Excel with their issues.
Well, since we'll be meeting with Ottertail on the 19th, should we just do something with MDU and Excel?
We sure could. That would be fine.
I mean, the other option would be, could we just make those a standard part of the PI meetings? Have them dedicate some of their time to transmission?
We sure could. That'd be a good idea. We just don't ever talk about it unless we put it on something, but we could.
I think because the PI, I don't know. What do you think about that, Randy? The idea is to have it just with them and not have all of, so it can be a more just frank discussion of their issues.
Right.
If we do it
not
in the PI
like
meeting,
all of MISO's issues and everything else.
Yeah, if we do it in the PI meeting, we get their spin on it, you know, their own, just the one particular company, as opposed to having the three of them in the room at the same time looking at it from a system perspective, though. I don't know if there'd be ever any.
Well, they seem to be more cautious in that kind of a setting. If there's all three of them in the same room, they kind of have more prepared statements and things like that.
And then the MISO comes. These other people come. I mean, and that's just life. I mean, they can and they will, and so it goes. But I don't know.
I
it'd be worth trying
it. Try it. It's just
let's. If you're okay with that,
yeah,
let's try
I'm
it.
Fine.
Let's make a point to add it to the next PI meetings.
Okay.
So it's probably too late today from MDU.
That's fine.
But for the next PI meetings with XL and Otter Tail, whenever those will be, then, and MDU, we'll just add the RTO to the agenda. Who communicates with them on the PI meeting agendas?
I usually do.
Okay. So maybe you can make a point of that, Daryl.
I've got it here.
Okay. All right.
It's just that those issues, by the time they come up for a vote, there's always backstories to them. And I just always felt that it's something that if we don't talk about it, we forget about it until it comes time. So, okay. Let's,
I'm not opposed to carving out special time either, but I think we've had that on the agenda all year and not yet to have the meeting. So
right.
It keeps getting kicked off.
I think the PI meetings is a good idea to try it.
Work session procedure for wind farm site plan changes. Work session procedure.
The Honorable Jerry Lynn and Patrick Fawn came to my office the other day, and they pointed out to me that we've got a pretty good procedure if there's a change requested in pipelines based on the footprint and a reprint, and there's a precedence that we do with power line changes. But wind farms, based on changes in law, as it may or may not apply the footprint law, we've got some questions that the staff has developed on how they should approve or not approve minor changes to wind farm plans, like a road layout. And I think it's good discussion for the three of us to have because, you know, like a power line, for example, Jerry will review it and say, I think this is good if I don't hear anything back, or I think this is good, I plan on issuing staff approval by X date. And if one of us doesn't like that, we get back to him and then put it in the agenda. The wind farms is a little less clear what the procedure is now in staff's mind. So that's my setup, Pat.
Wouldn't it be appropriate to follow the same procedures for all siting changes?
That's what we'd like to clarify, what the commission thinks we're doing with those.
Mm-hmm.
If,
but it's laid out in law for pipelines where it's not so much right. In the other areas.
So we have, amongst staff, there are different opinions
on
how it's supposed to work.
I think your answer is spot on, Commissioner Fedorchak, but to talk through it with the three of us with staff, there, when I talked with Jerry and Pat, I was like, well, this is not mine alone to say what I had my thoughts, but I think it's a commission kind of decision on how we at least all three understand what it is they're doing, and I think the consistency point was big, but we were doing things before the law change.
Okay. So rather than decide this right now, we need a work session to talk about
That's
it.
That's what we thought.
Okay,
is it,
perfect.
It's too long to...
Let's schedule.
Do you have a proposed date?
Once again, Jerry has the conflicts, but other than that, no proposed date. Pat, what do you think? Sooner than later? Or?
Yes, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's a good idea to do it soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of this stuff happening right now, so, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're gone next week, Brian.
I am. Going to the Meister
stuff. Yeah, and I'm gone the end of the week. So let's look at the 19th and 20th. I'm in Minot. I don't know if you guys are gone for any of those meetings up there. Since we just took off the September 21st work session, should we, in the afternoon, the transmission discussion?
That would be fine.
Why don't we use that time?
Looks like
for
it works
a work
for
session.
Theory.
Does that work? Okay.
Yes, it does.
So that would be September 21st at 1:30.
Pat, do we have to notice some cases, too, on that? We probably should.
I'll think about that.
Okay.
Okay, informal hearing, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, gas transportation.
We had in the order October 5th.
We did, and that's an open informal. The next open informal date and time, October 5th at 1:30 p.m. Just kind of, I put it on scheduling
perfect.
Just in case that there was, you guys, one of you had a conflict on that day or something.
That day works for me. There is the Lignite Energy Council fall meeting occurring, but we've got a commission meeting that morning.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not going to work, Vic. Because
we got
conflicts that afternoon for travel because we have that's where we move those Otter Tail meetings up.
Yeah,
I should have caught that when we talked.
Okay. Well, then informal hearing. What about could we do it? Are you at that OMS annual meeting on October 13th?
I don't think so. I'm going to the one in Minneapolis instead. So if you give me reason to not go, wait a minute. Yes, I am.
So you leave on Wednesday, I bet.
Actually, I leave on Monday because I'm going to that National Coal Council stuff, and then I'm going to wander over to the OMS meeting.
Okay.
If we have something sooner, like in September, I think that would be preferable to MDU. They were hoping to get, I think they just needed, you know, at least a week, preferably two, just so they can kind of prepare all their details. But
what about the 26th, Monday the 26th?
Madam Chair, could we do two of them on the 21st of September?
That's that.
We just moved.
Sure.
We just moved because.
Yeah, that won't take real long. That
I wouldn't think that discussion take too long.
So I never penciled in that schedule for the Lignite Council, though. I'm not sure what exactly.
The
20th. What that schedule is.
Oh, well, we have a commission meeting on the 21st, so we'll be back anyways.
But is there more going on in the afternoon, though, that?
Would you drive back up there?
Well, that's right. That's not here this year, is it?
No, it's in Minot. I was just planning to come back on Tuesday. It was not that. The agenda isn't that. Really, something that I'd change a meeting over, a commission meeting.
Yeah, I guess in the afternoon will work for me then.
Great. Okay, so let's say we'll use an hour for the first one. Well, let's put this one first and put the wind farm site plan changes after it because we can flex that time a little bit easier maybe. So the informal hearing on the Great Plains would be at 1:30, and then the wind farm site plan changes, we could put that for immediately following the first one.
And that notice doesn't go until October, so it's not like even if we have the informal, we have to wait till the period runs out.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
So that's.
But it's good to have it. So then, when the period does run out, if we have a.
Yep, we'll have the proposed order, and I'm sure ready for the next meeting following the 16th date. So we'll probably have, if you guys already have signed that order, we'll reprint one here quickly and.
Okay. Then I wanted to talk about the September directors meeting, which is scheduled for Tuesday the 20th, I believe. And I'm going to be in Minot that day. So I'm hoping we could reschedule that one.
I was sort of hoping we could, too.
Okay, good.
I'll join in. I wanted to reschedule, too.
So what about... We have our annual gathering on the
21st.
The 21st that night. Would the 22nd work?
Yeah, it works for me.
Works for me.
Okay, so Daryl, can you make that change? So the directors meet on the 22nd, same time, 10?
That's fine.
Good.
Okay, and then this is another more challenging conflict that I don't know how I allowed this to happen, but on October 18th we have a formal hearing for PS Phoenix Construction Damage Prevention Enforcement, and I am in Chicago. For this GTI group.
Well, there was a couple times where I couldn't make hearings because of my NARUC travel. I mean, maybe we could just go with two, and you can listen to the record.
Those hearings don't happen in an hour, so it wouldn't be something I could just do by phone.
Honestly, in that one, we don't even know if there's going to be a hearing. We have it scheduled. We don't know what's going to show or not, too. And if we change it, we'll have to renotice.
Yeah. Okay, well...
I'm okay with renoticing or just doing two, which I'll leave it up to you.
I'm open to whatever you want, Madam Chair.
Pat?
I was just thinking that this was the one where the contractor wanted to schedule it after, you know, when more of the construction season was over, and there may have been specific time that was established for that. I should check with Sarah.
Oh, here she is. Sarah.
Right, ask her.
So that Phoenix
radar.
Yeah, right. That's funny. I like it.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
The October 18th date for that Phoenix.
Yes.
How did we arrive at that date? Was that something the company needed?
No, it was not based on the company. It was based upon when everybody else was available, like a hearings officer.
Okay.
The three of you, Jack, Pat, Alana, kind of was a date that, I mean, originally we had some options, but I don't know if those options are still available to us.
And we'd have to renotice.
Yes, we would have to renotice.
All right. Well, let's just move ahead with it, and we'll see how it all unfolds. And they have had a consent agreement that they did not sign?
Correct. Yes.
An offer. All right. Okay. Very well. Darn it. Okay. So that's it for me. Anybody else have scheduling issues?
Tell me what... I didn't have this on right away at the beginning. Was there something on the 23rd that we have scheduled that you guys were talking about? Or was it something that someone else had scheduled that was a conflict? Back when we were talking about Otter Tail Power briefings.
September 23rd?
September 23rd. Someone was bringing up something that was on the 23rd, and we didn't want to have these briefings before that.
Oh, there's a, yes, the FERC, FERC Otter Tail SPP, they're having their big hoopla out at D.C. on September 23rd. That's why we wanted to move the Otter Tail SPP discussion after the 23rd, because beforehand, 2 days before the hearing. And
okay. This just wouldn't start up. I was focusing on it, and there was something about the 23rd, and I show that clear, so I just didn't know if I was missing something on my calendar. Thank you.
Okay.
That's clear, except the Stockman's Association is in town.
It's also Carol's birthday, but...
Fair enough.
Well, it should be a PSC holiday then.
Then.
All right. That concludes the admin portion of our meeting. We're adjourned.